Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In some ways, Young Magic is a typical New York band. After all, most New York bands have come from somewhere else, though maybe not as far as these musicians. They were born in Indonesia, Australia, and Bolivia. But what sets Young Magic apart is its sound, a hazy, dreamy concoction of psychedelia, electronica, world music, and pop. The group's brand new album is called Still Life, and they're here to play some of it for us. This first song is called Valhalla, from the band Young Magic, live on Soundcheck.
Calling out to you.
That's music from the band Young Magic from their brand new album Still Life. The song is called Valhalla, live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. The members of Young Magic are Melati Malay, who sings and plays the guitar, and Isaac Emmanuel, who handles the electronics and some electronic percussion, with Danielle Siles behind our drum kit and triggering more percussion. And welcoming Melati and Isaac to the microphones here. It's good to have you guys with us on Soundcheck.
Thanks for having us.
So Valhalla is the lead-off track on the record. And Melati, you're from Indonesia. There is a kind of an Indonesian cast to some of these songs. But Valhalla is from a very different kind of tradition. What's going on there?
It is. It's completely different. It has nothing to do with Indonesia at all. It's a Norse mythological Hall of the Fallen.
Right, it's heaven for the heroes.
Exactly, yeah. And the song, the title of it came at the very end after we had written it all, and every time I was listening to it, it just felt like this majestic hall. So I had to call it that.
Okay. The first couple of Young Magic records were made by the two of you just like traveling the world and recording stuff. This one, Melati, was different, right?
Yeah, it had its roots in Indonesia. It began there. There was a lot of personal sort of tumultuous turmoil that was going on in my life. I wanted to go home, reconnect with my family. And while I was there, I was completely absorbed in the culture again. And it provided to be a lot of inspiration for this record. Wanted to bring some of that warmth that I felt on the island to this album.
Which island? Java?
I was on Java and Bali, and Lembongan, which is off Bali as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
The music's very different on those islands. I mean, Java, you know, this frenetic, fast-paced island has a very kind of stately music, you know, if you think of like the traditional gamelan. And Bali, this kind of pastoral place, is like really frenetic music.
It's strange. Yeah, you'd think it would be the other way around.
Maybe
it's the, I think because the gamelan is a royal sort of orchestral thing, and it stemmed in Java. The Javanese royal family were like listening to a lot of that.
Growing up in Indonesia, did you have a chance? I mean, do kids just learn to play gamelan music?
I was lucky enough to, yes. When I was in fourth grade, it was the first time I got to play. We rotated around and would play every single instrument. The gong being my favorite. It's very fun for me. But I think, it's music, culture is a part of everyday life in Indonesia. It's not really separated from anything. You're not really like everyone seems to be playing or dancing or making some sort of art in Indonesia, to my eyes.
Now, your dad was American.
American, yes.
And your mom, Indonesian.
Yes.
So How long did you spend in Indonesia before moving here to the States?
I was born there, and I was there till I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then our family moved to Australia, and then I moved to New York when I was 21.
Okay. And in Australia, Isaac, is that where the two of you met?
We actually met in New York, actually.
Really?
Yeah. We went to college across the river from each other in a small town, but we never met each other until New York.
Okay. You guys have been making records, but you've also been making videos, and many of them are quite stunning visually. You know, some of the videos, like Default Memory from the current record, it's all stills that I guess you took, Melati, right?
Yeah, over the years of on tour.
Various parts of the world, and in front of each still, there is, I don't know how to describe it, there's some kind of shape.
A reflecting geometric something.
Mirroring the environment in each space.
Really, really astonishing. And in like an older song, Fall In, I don't know where you shot that, but, you know, it's really...
That was shot in Jalitla, actually, which is a small town in Mexico, which is famous for an English entrepreneur named Edward James. He's like a patron of the arts, a surrealist... And he spent 20 years building a giant castle for artists in the middle of the jungle in Mexico.
So when you guys are out traveling, you have incorporated some found sound, things that you've
overheard in conversation or music out on the streets or whatever.
Definitely.
What about on this record? Is that happening here as well?
Yeah, and I think instead of being from kind of an audio collage of a lot of different places, this one was a lot more focused. Melody was in Indonesia for a month. I went out there and met her for a couple of weeks too. And we'd hear kids playing on the street or in temples or and just record using whatever means possible.
Well, you know, that kind of chugging thing that we heard in Valhalla mm-hmm. kind of reminds me of the Balinese monkey chant.
Yeah.
The ketchup. You know? I don't know if that was intentional or not, but...
I hadn't thought of that, but it makes total sense.
It all seeps in.
Yeah, it all seeps in, and sometimes you don't realize where it's coming from.
We're speaking with the members of the band Young Magic. Their new album is called Still Life. The song you're going to do next, IWY, what does that stand for? Can you tell me, or is it...
Have a guess.
I want you?
I wanted you.
So close. Yeah.
I wanted you. Okay.
I didn't like how I was looking, so I just abbreviated it.
Okay.
Maybe it's the Indonesian in me that likes to abbreviate everything.
That is a thing in Indonesia, isn't it? Abbreviations.
It is a thing. I don't want to get into it. It's a thing.
Rubber time.
Anyway, on the record, now I don't know how you're going to do it here, but on the record, there's kind of an African thumb piano sound on this song.
Mm-hmm. That was actually recorded in a small music shop in Iceland.
Of course it was.
Yeah, I mean,
years
that,
ago.
I hadn't actually thought about that for a long time until you just mentioned it then. But yeah, it was we were kind of secretly recording this beautiful sound. I think it was a German-made wooden, tiny wooden thumb piano, and the timbre was unique.
Mm.
We had got back, looped it, and it ended up on this track, but I had completely forgotten. Thank you for reminding me.
All right, and we'll hear it now, right?
We'll hear it now.
All right, let's hear the song. IWY, it's Young Magic, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Once again, the band Young Magic here in our Soundcheck studio with another song from their brand new album, Still Life. That song called IWY, which, as we learned, stands for I Wanted You, which is interesting. We're speaking with Malati Malay, the singer-guitarist, Isaac Emanuel, who handles the electronics. Daniel Silas is behind the drum kit. Malati, those two little letters make a big difference in the kind of the tenor of the song. You know, I had heard it as I Want You because I couldn't quite make out what the lyrics were. And the song had a kind of longing quality to it. But I Wanted You is more like regret and, you know, it's a different emotion.
It is. I mean, it is still about a longing. You know, I wrote it after I had this dream where my dad was in the mirror and I turned around and I gave him this big hug and I woke up, and it sounds maybe from an outside perspective like it's a romantic sort of song, but it has nothing to do with that really. That, you know, it was kind of like this rude awakening, and but also holding on to this feeling of happiness and sort of like trying to hold that with me as long as possible.
So your dad had passed away, right?
Yeah, just before this record, yeah. We were starting to write it.
You know, it's a really interesting thing, the way you handle the lyrics on this record, because, you know, they're kind of swimming in this maze of sounds, you know, and it's not always, it's not like a folk singer where every word is like really clear. You kind of have to just sit back and kind of soak up the emotional content without all, as a listener, actually knowing what all the words are.
I think it's nicer that way. I don't know. I don't want to, you know, put too much on the listener. They can make their own decision about what the song's about. Mm. And sometimes it's the emotional feeling that comes across in the music more than anything that makes you feel something.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of the feeling that, you know, you get when you listen to songs in another language, which,
exactly.
You know, which is much of the world's experience when they listen to American pop, you know? Somehow you get it.
Yeah. Yeah. You feel something.
Yeah. Malati, what did you grow up in Indonesia listening to?
Well, I was a child of the 90s, so it was kind of like TLC and Coolio and Janet Jackson. That was what was hitting the radio over there.
In popular music?
Yeah, in popular music.
Isaac, sure. You sound surprised.
I'm interested, yeah.
You've never asked her this?
No, I mean...
I told you about my love for TLC. You must know this by now.
Well, we were talking before about not only the songs, but the videos. And the video for the song you guys are going to do next, called Lucien, this is as dark and creepy a video as I have seen in many a year, at least at the beginning and the end,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where it's like an episode of American Horror Story or something. But in the middle, Malati, we get to see some Indonesian dance, and we get to see you doing some of the kind of, especially with your hands.
I was trying.
And so what is happening in this song? Because... listeners can decide for themselves what the song means, but for you, Malati, where were you when you wrote this song?
I don't know if you know Wayang Kulit. You know a lot about Indonesia.
Yeah,
but it's
the shadow puppet theater.
Right. It started forming after I went to one of those performances, and I was noticing the interplay between light and dark and how important it is to have both to tell the story. Hence the song titled Lucien Light. We needed to balance that out with the darkness. That's why we had some sort of creepy beginning.
Kubrick-esque monster appearing from the lake.
That interplay between light and dark is very obvious to everybody, I guess, but to me it kind of came as a revelation while I was watching the shadow puppets and the need for that balance in life, if you can.
Okay. Well, you want to play the song for us?
Absolutely.
All right. Once again, the band is Young Magic. The song is Lucien. You'll find it on their brand new album called Still Life, but we're going to hear a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. The band Young Magic. Mm-hmm. Lucien is the name of that song, another live performance from the band Young Magic here in our Soundcheck studio, and that's on the band's brand new album called Still Life. Once again, Malati Malay singing and playing guitar, Isaac Emanuel on electronics and percussion, Daniel Silas playing our drum kit and triggering more electronics, and Isaac, your last project was a set of remixes.
Yeah.
And that had a kind of interesting extra musical association. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I did a collection called Remixes Volume 1, and it was just a way for us to say thank you to everybody that's being involved, but more importantly, kind of a way to give back as well. There's a lot of talk about we're not getting this, we're not getting that with music, and we donated all the profits from that release to the Aboriginal Benefits Foundation in Australia, who do some amazing work with kids with arts projects mainly, but they do some sport and some health work as well. But just kids in remote Australian communities and giving them opportunities where they wouldn't otherwise. And it's great work. And yeah, we ask a whole bunch of friends, amazingly talented musicians from all over the place. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of them. So it's a whole album of remixes for a good cause. And now the new album called Still Life. It's been great having a chance to hear some of these songs live. Malati, Isaac, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having
us.
That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.